Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Good morning, everybody. If it ain't fun, we're done. We have been using that slogan all weekend, let me tell you. I am super excited today because we have two guests with us. The top one is Jody. Wave, Jody. Say good morning. And we've got LaShawn over here. Wave, LaShawn. So Jody and LaShawn and I, along with Spirit Walker Nicole, worked on a sacred space session with Jody. Now, this is not the first session that I have actually done with Jody, but we're going to get to that in a future interview when she is ready to launch something very big. But for now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about us coming back in. And this time around, we included LaShawn. Now, LaShawn is our intern, as we call her. She is a very talented intuitive medium. She's also a very talented healer who just went through her Reiki 2 training. She's going through shamanic training. Anything and everything LaShawn can learn, LaShawn learns. She also has made us some beautiful bracelets for our line. So if you can see that, we have the angel line for Spirit Walker Nicole, which we are starting to sell. And also she has made a couple of these bracelets, not the blue one, but these two that I cannot get enough of wear all the time. So we will be doing some giveaways throughout the year, and you guys will be doing bracelets on some of them. So I can't wait for that. But what we want to get into today, right off the bat, is that today is the first day of school for the rest of us. So I know a lot of you have gone back to school. Some have entered into classrooms, but a lot of us are still at home. And so Jody, knowing this, decided that she wanted to kind of renovate and remake her garage into a space that can be a classroom for both her first grader and her sixth grader. So as we were talking, she asked us to come back out because the last time around really was so successful and so empowering for her, and honestly so empowering for me to be able to work with her and create that sacred space just for her in a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, typical track home built in the 1970s. But now what she's got to do is add another space for her children that's also a sacred, safe space. So Jody, why don't you tell everybody kind of why you decided to do it in the garage, why you called us out, and how it evolved to let everyone know.
In an office space at the door, because he talks a lot on the phone all day long in his meetings. And that was my son's room. And I was like, I need a space where the kids could go and do their thing. And I was slowly converting the garage, but it used to be a, the people who lived here before, they ran an auto shop out of it. So it was greasy. The walls were all ripped up and, you know, it was just a very ugly place, but I just put my car in it and left, and, you know, and I was like, whatever. And so turning it into the kids' space, I needed it to be a place that they wanted to come and they felt invited and they felt like they could actually, it was their place because everything has kind of been taken away from them. And I really wanted them to have a successful education. Our school actually, the last day that we were at the location at our school was the last day that we were, that school would ever be a school, because they tore it down and we have a new school. So our children, they were excited about going to a brand new school, and instead they got coronavirus. We didn't get coronavirus, but coronavirus happened. So I wanted to try to make something where they could just feel really empowered and excited about, because they had so much taken away from them. They wanted it to be a fun year.
I love the word empowered. That's key. It doesn't have to be just for adults, right? It's about empowering our children and allowing them to have that space for us to be able to create and work and feel safe and have room to move around. Because if you think about a school day, it isn't sitting at a computer, right? And I know for my kids, they've restructured their entire program. And they're even creating their own spaces within their rooms in order to feel like they've got something personal They miss the contact with their friends. So that's also something that's hard because usually they'll have study time where they can work and work in groups and talk. And now it's just on the computer and they have breakout rooms, but it's not quite the same. So when Jody came out, I said, all right, LaShawn, get that intuitive cap. Let's put it on and let's head on out. So LaShawn, what was your first feeling when you walked into that garage? Not what you saw as it was a work in progress, but what was the feeling when you walked in that space?
When I walked into this space, it was a bit chaotic for me, energy-wise. I felt that there was like a light that was going on, you know, despite what I had saw completely. But yeah, it was pretty awesome though to go in and be able to, you know, just automatically start, you know, picking things up. So
what did you pick up about Hunter, her son, who's going to be in sixth grade, and that area, because they already had a desk there, but that was about it, right? It was the work in progress. Yeah. So what did you pick up that Jody has actually implemented behind her?
So with Hunter, which was weird because, you know, I have such a foul mouth, so some words came out. Because, but he's so smart. I just kept hearing that this little guy is so smart, like uber smart. And Jody definitely confirmed that in the type of things that he's into, which is completely something that you just don't hear about kids being into, you know, engineering and things like that. But he's also that that mellow soul. It sounds like he's older than what he is. He's way beyond his years. Is what I was getting.
What about the color? That story is awesome. And then how that all kind of correlated with an interest he has.
Yeah. Yeah. The yellow, which I thought was an amazing choice. It's a happy color, which is, you know, one of my favorite things. Yeah.
I love that. And then Heidi, that little ball of energy, first grade guys, you know, doesn't stop moving. If you have a kid that's around that age, you understand what's happening. And you picked up on that immediately with Heidi.
Yeah, well, Heidi, I think I used the word rambunctious. That's kind of what my grandma used with me. You know, she's this loud child. Her energy is just, it's explosive. It really is. She just has a lot of energy, and I can feel that. One of the other things that I picked up on was the colors. That she's really, really into colors. That helps her to breathe. It makes her breathe. It's kind of one of the things that that I have with myself is that colors are everything. You know, when I have them, I can focus. And that's kind of where we went with Heidi. And for her wall is that she needed something that she can kind of stay focused on. Because she's kind of like, because she is all over the place, she needed that focus point. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, Jody, I know that you're kind of, you know, strapped in there. You've got, you know, all your equipment set up there. But if you can kind of show us kind of how that wall has evolved by just kind of moving your camera around and just let us know what space you're in. Because I see a keyboard back there.
This is Hunter's space over here.
So Hunter is in sixth grade, folks. So we know now we're in junior high age, right? And I love the fact that they put up some fabulous quotes, right? Everyone smiles in the same language, which is a beautiful saying. You can see the word happiness and beautiful and person in there, all about, you know, bringing up their energy and their vibration. I see a Himalayan salt rock lamp up there, which I love to start moving those ions out because you are in a garage. You can see he's close to kind of a power strip. So moving those cords and that energy out of that space as well, and having his own kind of set of shelves over there. And it was funny because that yellow basket or box that you see back there with his folders was the color he picked out, and we didn't know that. And then LaShawn said, I see a color of yellow for him to be able to paint his wall. And Jody said, well, ironically enough, he has a yellow box that he actually picked out for himself. So I love that space. I love how he feels like it's his own. And did he get to kind of create the placement of where his stuff went on his desk as well, Jody? We're still getting the hang of the whole where our voice goes. Jody, you got to swing it back this way. There you go.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to use this over here.
Yeah.
Sorry. So yeah, this was the space that he wanted to have it because we asked where he wanted his desk. And we asked him, do you want it looking out? Do you want it? And this is where he chose. So it worked out perfect.
Now, what's behind you? Because I see it looks like a chalk wall that is maybe dividing the two together, right?
Yes. What we did is we picked out some empowering words, and it says, I am, in heart. And the kids wrote out what they wanted. On the very top, it says, Hunter wrote, I'm a programmer. I wrote, I'm an author. My daughter wrote that she's a musician. And then we wrote words, amazing, happy, awesome, adorable, lucky, inspired, fun, love, cool, joy, creative, kind. This is just their empowering wall. So we can add to it. And their daily schedule is this wonderful thing here. So we can erase it.
I love is that you've allowed them to say words that they resonate with. Right. At their level, right? So it wasn't that you did it, it was that they did it. And you can see the handwriting is different for both. And that's them doing that active process. And it's so important for us to be able to write out the words that we want to be empowered with so that we can visually express that energy and then see it in our own writing. And so if you have little ones that are even smaller, I know kindergartners, it's a little bit harder, have them draw a picture, right? Have them, you know, it may not look like much to you, but to them, they're going to know that that's a butterfly and butterflies fly and I want to fly one day. And it gets them thinking in those spaces. And then I love Heidi's area over there. You could turn it, but you still got to talk into the camera. So it's kind of we're multitasking here, Mom. Right.
So I made, she told me she wanted a rainbow and we went and we picked out these beautiful colors at Home Depot. And I asked her what order she wanted her colors in, and this is the order she picked. And Jamie had said, I'm going to put this down, to let her paint the wall. But after I painted the wall, I was like, it's so beautiful, I don't want to let her paint the wall. So with the same color paints, the kids went and repainted the bookshelf, her little shelf with her items, and she painted actually a butterfly on it. And it's all different colors. I let them pick where they want to put the colors and how they want to put the colors. And all Heidi inspired. So,
what I loved for Heidi was that the spot that you had for her is actually right next to the exit of the garage. Because as we know, first graders, even sixth graders, even high schoolers, man, we can't sit for long periods of time. So it gives her an avenue of being able to see out, right? So that was part of it for me when I was tuning into her energy, was that she needs to be able to have that place to where she can look outside. So you'll see a lot of kids who are daydreamers, who need to be able to connect with nature and be outside. And so if it's getting to the point where Jody sees her being antsy, it's let's take a 5-minute break and let's run through the grass. Take your shoes off. So now we're grounding, we're centering, we're getting rid of some of that energy, right? Because normally they'd have PE and recess and then lunch with back out on the playgrounds when they're in school, and they don't get that, right? And we don't have to keep our kids sitting there for that whole entire time. That's why they structure school now so that they have breaks, at least in the classes that I've seen for my own children and from things that I've heard out of other districts with friends of mine. And then it's about also changing it up. So LaShawn knew that she was a goer. Like she wanted to go, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And so what do we talk about as options for her in the seating placement and what she could sit in, LaShawn?
I'm like, no swivel chair. That's number one. Because she was going around and around and around. But then it was talked about, it's like the exercise ball. Mm-hmm. To sit on, which was amazing because just a day or so before that, I walked into the bank and one of the tellers didn't have a chair, but she had that exercise ball, which is, I just thought that was like, oh, okay. You know, but for Heidi, that was just another avenue, another way for her to sit, to be, you know, stretched, to bounce, you know, and to, you know, to be focused. That helps to, I believe, to help get focused because it's like moving. And we kind of talked about the doodling and stuff. You know, I'm that person that when I'm learning things, I doodle as I'm learning. It's not a distraction to all children, you know, and stuff. So yeah, it's I'm in love with that keyboard back there, just by the way. So we have music class too, huh?
Oh yes. Well, that's Hunter's keyboard, and he's gonna is actually going to teach himself how to play piano because we got our neighbors across the street gave the children recorders, and Hunter was like, this is super easy. And just like learning how to read the music, he was like, this is easy to do. He's like, well, I'm going to get my keyboard out and I'm going to get a book and I want to learn to play keyboard. And Heidi plays on it all the time too, you know.
The seating for her. I don't know. What did you actually go with so far as seating for her?
So I have, we have a beanbag chair and we have the other on the carpet area behind us. And I have four different chairs at the table that she can rotate around so she's not stuck in one position. We haven't gotten the bouncy thing yet because I just couldn't, the bouncing ball, but I think that's such a great idea and so like perfect for her. And I'm sure that that will be here next week.
Well, the thing is that you had crunch time, right? So when we got there, you were just cleaning it out. So we have pictures that'll be on a loop throughout this as well, showing that before, the middle, and the after, and the follow-up that you were doing.
All by myself. I mean,
all by herself.
I mean, the kids helped me. Hunter was my assistant because I had to keep doing everything and moving back and forth. Plus, I have some other adventures happening.
Yes, she does, folks. She will be on towards the end of the year with that because that is, you know, the woman, you know, speaking in front of us today has just gone through hell and back, honestly. And she has overcome so much in her life and still stays strong and stays in her own power. And do you have those days where you break down and lose your, you know, your stuff every so often? Yeah. But at the same time, you're putting your family first and empowering them. And what I loved the last pictures of was you had them sage the space and do some intentions. And I love that as someone who does the same process and moving that energy and allowing them to be in that moment. And how did they feel about that?
They love that. That's like their thing. They're like, look, mom's letting us do this weird thing. Not weird thing, but you know.
Yep. Well, to a kid, they're like, okay, mom, this is kind of cool. But you also had them doing it so that they knew that their space was clear and was energy, you know, their energy vibrations was raising. So when you stand back and you look at this project and you know that it's for your children and you know all the heart and soul you put into it and the validation you got through LaShawn and I coming in and Spirit Walker Nicole was our background, you know, tech person that day and allowing ourselves to move into your energy. And what I do too is I also pull oracle cards for the space itself and for the owner. And then with her permission for her children as well. Nothing we do is without her blessing her okay first, because that is what's most important to us. But finding those cards and how they resonated with the space and with you and what was going on was great. But I love that extra visitor that showed up before we wrap this up. LaShawn, you want to talk about that real quick and how that made you feel, feeling that energy come in?
Yeah. So I kept getting a female energy that was coming through. And the crazy part about it was I was trying to figure it out. And I'm just like, you know what? We're not here for this. Not why we're here, you know, but she would not let me alone. But the other crazy part about it is we're in a garage. It was what, 90 something degrees?
That it was 150 inferno. It was,
it was not cold.
No. It was insanely hot. And I'm just like, are you feeling that cool air? Like I kept feeling this brush of cold air and I'm stopping each time. And I'm like, do you have the air conditioner on? And the house is coming out. Like, is the wind blowing? I'm looking at the trees. They ain't moving nowhere, but okay. You know, so it come to find out it was Jody's mother-in-law who came through. And she's the one talking about Hunter. He's so smart. He's so smart. And she just really thanked Jody for doing the things that she was doing. She appreciates the fact that Jody is, you know, the way she takes care of the children, that the fact that she wanted to make this space for her children. And just thank you for everything. It got really emotional for me. I'm the biggest crier in the world. And I had to let it go. But her energy was just so strong. She's a strong woman. Mm-hmm. You know? So that was very interesting. Spirit Walker Nicole said I had, what was it?
Spirit air conditioning.
Spirit air conditioning.
We need a lot more of that, folks, right now. Yes, we do.
And so, after that was, and you know, that went away, you know, and so I was like, dang, there's my air conditioner. I guess I can get somebody else. But, you know, it was a pure joy working with Jody. I have to say this because to me, Jody is such an inspiration on so many levels. I know a little bit about her story from watching her on other Facebook Lives and everything. And it was a pure joy, Jody, to come into your space and to allow us to help you and, you know, get the children involved and everything. You're just a huge inspiration for me.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be part of this with all of you. You're all wonderful. And the love that comes out of all of you is just even the Spirit Walker Nicole, who's behind the scenes.
Yep, she was our behind the scenes day, you know. At least she had a fan on. The rest of us did not. So to kind of wrap this up, Jody, I know you got to get back to school. We've got a few minutes left here. Would you recommend this? Because what we do is once a month, LaShawn and I will be going out to locations while we're safely doing it with COVID, or we can do this remote. And for the show purposes, it's a free session that we do with you and work through. So how would you kind of rate that experience and how you're feeling about going into, you know, school in the next 2 minutes? You start school with the kids in this space.
Yeah, I think that this was the best thing I could have ever done. You know, it didn't cost a lot. It didn't take a lot of my energy. It was a lot of fun. In fact, I was so excited. I could feel the spirit was there guiding me and going, okay, Jody, we're going to do this now. And okay, Jody, now move it over here. No, that's not right.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you someone that doesn't just want money, but also the freedom, joy, and ease that comes from ending the painful cycle of needing money? Then join Jennifer Bloom for Being Prosperous. Take charge of your money relationship. This 5-week course starts on September 1st at 6 p.m. Central. Sign up at jenniferbloom.com. That's Jennifer, BLOOME.com. Are you someone that doesn't just want money, but also the freedom, joy, and ease that comes from ending the painful cycle of needing money? Then join Jennifer Bloom for Being Prosperous. Take charge of your money relationship. This 5-week course starts on September 1st at 6 p.m. Central. Sign up at jenniferbloom.com. That's Jennifer, BLOOME.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
We are Shades of Spirit. So if you tuned in to the first half of our show today, you got to hear us interview a friend and client of ours named Jody and our intern who's been working with us now for a little over a year, LaShawn. And it was about creating that sacred space within your home. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be, let's redo the whole bathroom. I've been to Jody's once about 6 months ago, and we're saving that for the interview about some big news that she has coming up towards the end of the year. But she actually called us back out to create a space with her to where we connect with her spirit team, any family or loved ones that want to come through, and the energy actually of her children, because we were making a classroom in her garage and tapping in to see what would work best for their highest and best with their higher selves connecting on that level. We're going to be doing these once a month. Now, this is a service that Shades of Spirit does offer. But if you guys have someone that you know that is in need of some sort of spiritual kind of makeover and that aspect of personal or just finding a small space, it could even be as small as a nightstand on the corner of their bedroom only for them. Please let us know. You can message us on our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. You can call or text at 858-684-7575. You can even leave us a message on our website at shadesofspirit.com. But what I'm super excited to get into and have this evolve right into is that we are doing, can I see my calendar please, ma'am? 30 days to your sacred you. Oh, we can't do that because of this green screen. Anywho, we've got calendars that are coming out on our website tomorrow. I like the anywho. I felt like my grandma all of a sudden. And what this is about is it's about creating a month to really connect with your sacred self. And I chose this month to do this topic because it is my birthday. And for me, it's about reconnection, right? So it's about acknowledging the gift of life and being brought into this world. And then, you know, living through the life lessons that I was supposed to live through and to continue to move forward with, to be able to help others. But I find that in my own personal life and the things that have gone on over the past few years and the evolution that my life has taken, that I forgot to connect on that sacred side and to remind myself that I am first and that I am here. And so with us connecting with yourself on that sacred level, we've given everybody 30 different ways in order to do that. And it's a simple, small task to do each day. And it's something that you can definitely do within 2-3 minutes of a thought, or something that you can do a little bit longer. So I want to go over the first 6 days with you guys. And I want you to really tune in and listen. We're going to have the calendar posted on our website and our Facebook page, so you'll be able to print those out and hang them wherever you want to at home. But Nicole, take us on the first one.
The first one is gratitude, and that's something that's really easy to do and something that we can forget to do sometimes because we get busy, we have this, we got a kid's job, whatever it is, instead of just taking a second and thinking about what we're grateful for. And it, you can list it, you can just make a mental note, just take stock, really, of what you're grateful for in that moment, in that time.
I love that. And for me, it is about keeping a gratitude journal. And I actually have one next to the bed. And I don't write in it every day, but I do probably 3 or 4 times. And sometimes it's a power word. Sometimes it is, I am grateful for. And I'll have a whole page of things that I'm grateful for. But what that does is it starts out my day in a higher energetic vibration than if I just got up, looked at my phone, checked the news, checked the weather. You know, the energy of us as a collaborative right now universally is not as high as, you know, we would like to see it. But if I can make that step, then what happens is it trickles down to the next person, which then puts us into day two, okay? Day two, list 5 things that you like about you. And sometimes some of us will think, oh, that's easy. And we get to number 3 and we stall.
Well, it's almost like sometimes we feel guilty for being proud of ourselves for certain things. Maybe it's the way we were brought up, or just society in general saying, oh, that's conceited, you shouldn't. Instead of just like, no, I'm awesome, and here's why. And just being free. And you don't have to stop at five. You can list as many things as you want. And when you accept that, and when you realize how awesome you are, you give other people like permission to be that way as well, and to be proud of themselves. And you can share about that instead of just always looking at the negative. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. Just instead take some time to realize how amazing you are.
And it is, it's about boosting that vibration. So the laws of attraction and manifesting is very key in this process, because as you're doing your sacred self, as you are connecting with that sacred core self, you're raising that energy vibration up, which then attracts people to your light, to your energy. It brings that abundance, that prosperity, whether it's money or whether it's just love within oneself, which takes us to day three. And this is my favorite one so far, is create your sacred mantra. So I love that there are so many great quotes out there, and you can get them from Gandhi. You can get them from Mother Teresa. I mean, the list just goes on and on. There's religious quotes out there if that's part of your practice, and you can pull them up and you can read them, and it makes you feel better and it lets you raise that vibration. But my guides told me one day, hey, I love that you're reading all these, but I want you to put your energy into your own mantra. So when you read it, you can stand behind what it is that you want to accomplish and still read those other ones for inspiration. Or if you're feeling low, you pull one up and you know that one brings that energy up. But I've done two now in the past 6 months, so they do change my mantras. And I put them as screensavers on my phone. But where else have you seen me leave? Sometimes she sees me leave my mantras in the most random spots.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere. In the car, on doors, just wherever it is that it's going to catch your attention. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great because it's just different places. And you do. You take a second and you stare at that and you just remember.
Yep. And you'll hear us talk, you know, next week about how we connect with sticky notes and how those seem to be a great tool for these type of things. It's that gentle reminder. It also have your family do it. All of these can be a family project. What I wanted to do was be able to incorporate this with my kids and teach them. No matter how young or how old your children are, we can all benefit from this practice. We could sit down every night at dinner or lunch or whatever your process is, you could leave notes in their lunch boxes. And even if they're at, you know, in their garage, as if Jody's children are going to be doing, and they open that up, don't stop those practices because they need that energy. We need that energy. So create that mantra. I'm strong. I'm worthy. I'm happy. I'm worthy of abundance. You know, the I am's, the gratitude journals, however you want to incorporate those in. And what I love about LaShawn is that she actually writes them on her bathroom mirror. And she gets those markers that are easily erased, but hers can change at any given time as well. So she gets up in the morning and she's brushing her teeth and we say, do that spirit team check-in. And she's reading her mantra right then and there. And that's bringing her to that space of empowerment and love and light. So then I love this one. This is, you take it away. This is your favorite thing right here.
The connect with music.
Yeah. Day four.
Oh, connecting with music is so good. And it's just, you can do it in so many different ways. Like for me, I hear the word angel in my songs, and I don't listen to over like religious music. I mean, I listen to everything. Mm-hmm. And I always will hear that word. Sometimes it's just the message. Spirit will send messages through music. And it's amazing.
I mean, but what else does music do for us? Like it brings you to a space. Like I was in a funk last night. I was, you know, going through my own personal journey and having kind of a low moment and knowing that we had to go into the show and talk about our sacred self. And so I did an Epsom salt bath, right? I used lavender oils to kind of just relax. I like to relax and center. And I put on music that I haven't heard in such a long time. And it started to raise that vibration to the point to when I came back out to get ready for the show and do our notes and stuff, she's like, who the hell are you and where'd you come from? Because when you went in, you didn't look like that. And that was me connecting with music and singing those songs and bringing that to life, which I really, really love. Also, we want to talk about day five, which is grounding.
Mm-hmm. Grounding is so important. Just please don't have this just for day five. Do this all the time.
All the time.
Just whenever you're feeling a little bit lower or I don't know. It's something, it's a daily practice every day that you just go outside and can reconnect with the earth, because you're going to find that when you go out there and just take that second, breathe in that fresh air, feel the ground under your feet, it's transformative. And it just brings everything back to center when things can go a little bit awry throughout the daily life.
Absolutely. So before we take our next break, we are going to talk about understanding free will. And understanding free will is something that we have to understand, that we cannot make others do this. That this is our free will. This is our choice to do so. And so we can bring this up to our family and our friends, or if people are asking what you're doing, don't shy away from it. Stand in your power. Stand in that free will and say, I'm connecting with my sacred self, and this is how I'm doing it. I urge you to join me on this. I want you guys to spread this out. Show people what it is you're doing and how you're connecting and what's going on within you. But if somebody in your family chooses not to do it with you, or you have someone that doesn't believe in this type of stuff or this type of connection, don't let that defeat you. Don't let that stop you either, because these are all personal. So you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing. You could fold this up and put it in, you know, your wallet or your purse. You could put it in your center console in your car and get it out every day when you get in your car to go to work, whatever that might be. But that's why it's sacred to you, is because it's you and only you, and you connecting to divine and to source. So after this break, we're going to talk about the meditation coming up that I can't wait to share with you guys, and a couple other fun things that we've got going on. So we will see you in just a few.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you someone that doesn't just want money, but also the freedom, joy, and ease that comes from ending the painful cycle of needing money? Then join Jennifer Bloom for Being Prosperous. Take charge of your money relationship. This 5-week course starts on September 1st at 6 p.m. Central. Sign up at jenniferbloom.com. That's Jennifer, B-L-O-O-M-E.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole. Good morning.
Shades of Spirit here, sending everybody lots of love and light and high vibrational energy today. With that being said, we are connecting with our sacred selves this month. So each week, we're going to have a different day-by-day play of how you can connect with your sacred self. So to kind of run through the first week, number one, Spirit Walker Nicole?
Gratitude.
Gratitude. Connect on that level of being, you know, in that space of having gratitude, keeping a journal, or maybe making some notes in your phone, or putting sticky notes up the night before. Like, you can do some of the stuff ahead of time. So when you wake up in the morning and you know it's a busy day, you've got a couple sticky notes around talking about being grateful for what, you know, you have in your life, the things that are coming in, being able to create that space for you. Then number two,
list five things you like about you.
Again, it's not about, you know, taking anything away from anyone else. Put it back onto you. And so many of us give so much of ourselves away that we forget what it is that we actually like about you. And I have to say, how many readings have we done over all these years? And when we ask that question, when Spirit Walker Nicole's connecting with your spirit team and your angels, and you ask them, what do you like about you, or what do you like to do? What is 90% of their answers?
Dead silence.
Yep.
For a few minutes, they have to think about it, and then they're embarrassed to say, and then it's like, what are we doing here? Like, you, that should be the easiest question of the day. No one knows you better than you, you and your spirit team. You guys came, you know, came together, and you have a mission to accomplish down here, lessons to learn, things like that. It's okay to be good with yourself and to like the person that you are. And if you feel that maybe you've been become disconnected from that, this is a great way. This was Jamie's idea for Sacred September. She did it just because it's her birthday, but it's a great idea nonetheless. But just little free things that you can do every single day to reconnect and remember who you are and why you're amazing.
Then we've got number three, create your sacred mantra. So it can be anything and everything. You could take pieces of mantras that call to you and create your own. But the bottom line is for you to be able to connect and use your words, your power, your strength, and your love for yourself and connecting with your higher self to create that powerful, all-loving mantra. So when you have it in a space, so if I put mine on my screensavers, my phone, it doesn't mean I'm going to read the mantra every single time I open my phone, right? And how fast is it when you hit the button on your phone, all of a sudden it disappears, right? The battery saver mode. But what I do notice is my spirit team and I start to play a game. It's about connecting on that level as well. And it's, they will pull out either a word or one of the sentences. You know, they're short sentences when we create our mantras. And that is the one I'm supposed to focus on right at that moment, because that's the connection they want me to make. Because maybe my energy is drifting low. Maybe it's just dripping off of me, kind of like Jody's garage in 120 degree weather. But, you know, it might be that I've come across someone who has lower energy, or I've had, you know, a discussion with someone that doesn't go quite as planned. And so I feel myself dropping in to that lower energetic space. I can look at my mantra, connect with my spirit team, and bring myself right back up. And connecting with music.
It's just, it's my favorite one. I think it's my favorite one on the whole month, just because music is so important to me, and it does lift your vibration if you allow it to. And you can get so many different things out of listening to music. It changes your moods, your perspective, and just can take you right back to a place maybe that you were your happiest, and can remind you of that. Like, one song can change it all.
Absolutely. And you can call in Archangel Sandalphon to also assist you in picking the right music for the day, or bringing those songs to you with those messages that you need to hear right then and there, which I love, love, love. Also, day five, grounding. So those of you that are not familiar with grounding, take off your shoes, go walk around in some grass. If you don't have grass, find a soil patch somewhere, go to the beach. If you don't have a beach, I want you to connect with Mother Nature and Earth. We have a grounding and centering meditation on our YouTube channel, Shades of Spirits. We also have a meditation for connecting with your guardian angel on there as well. And then this week, we will also be putting out our meditation on connecting with your sacred self. And those are great ways for you to ground and center and really settle into your space. You can imagine those tree branches coming out from the roots of your feet and intertwining with Mother Earth and the roots and the soil, and allowing that energy to just kind of flow from the top of your head, your crown chakra, all the way through your body, and letting that energy go into Mother Earth. And I always ask her to transmute it back into love and light for all that need it. And then day six is understanding free will. Make sure that you are doing this for you, that you also see who you can get to join you on this journey. And a lot of families are doing this with me now as well. And so if you have someone in the family that doesn't feel as though they're into this or feel it resonates, that's okay. Remind them they have free will, that they can make those choices, but allow everyone else to be able to express their way. Speaking of the meditations, it's a great way to actually bring all of these together. So Spirit Walker Nicole actually wrote this month's sacred meditation, and talk about just briefly that connection process that you've made just in writing the meditation, which I love.
I enjoy writing meditations, and you just kind of, it can take you to just a different place, a different space and time. And you can just allow, you know, there's no limitations on it. The sky is the limit when it comes to that. And you write these meditations and you hope that people can connect with them. And I don't know, it's a little, I don't know. I get a little bit nervous sometimes, but I don't know. I like them.
I like it because you're connecting on many different levels and she's taking you through many different journeys. And ultimately, you're really coming together with your sacred self and having that moment. So if you could do this meditation once a week, maybe you want to do it every day. Maybe you want to rotate all three of those meditations, because grounding and centering, that's connecting, right? That's connecting with your sacred self, connecting with one of your guardian angels. Again, you have many. So maybe you've done this one with us this month and now you're like, okay, cool. I want to connect with a different angel or a different guide. You know, listen to that script, settle down into that space, and then really work on that one where you're connecting with your sacred self. Because what happens in our meditations is that we have underlying things that might catch your eye each time you do it. And that's with any, you know, guided meditation. I know there's stuff that I miss throughout the beginning of them that I can go ahead and, you know, check out the next time around, and being able to do that connection. I want you guys to really, 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 really think about how connecting with your sacred self can raise that energy vibration and can start bringing the abundant life out of all aspects of it. Self-love, self-worth, you know, if you're looking for new jobs, if you're looking to bring more income in, as our energy raises, so does the opportunities that we align ourselves with. So with that being said, this month is going to be fun because it's my birthday month. Yes, I'm a Virgo. And so we're going to do a couple cool things. So on our Facebook page and Instagram, Shades of Spirit LLC, there's going to be random giveaways. And then every week in September, starting with, not the 7th, it'll be the following week after that. So it'll be the last 3 weeks of September, we will be doing giveaways. So it might be a chakra bracelet. It might be a 15-minute mini reading. It might be a 30-minute reading. It's about us helping you stay on track and connecting, thanking you for tuning in, thanking you for making us, you know, who we are and part of this journey, and allowing us to share this experience with you. And it might be a great time for you to check in spiritually as well. We also are offering our sacred circles now on Saturdays. I've got a lot of requests to do that so that we can, you know, be able to reach lots of people. So the first Saturday of every month is going to be our sacred circles. And that's going to be us discussing the topic of the month for our radio show. And then it's readings. And it's only $25, so you're going to get a reading. We do many readings throughout that. It's a great time, I'm hearing, for check-ins. So people are actually signing up ahead of time now and already paying for October, November, and December's because they like those quick check-ins. They like that spirit team connection, or maybe their grandfather comes in and gives them a message that they were looking for around the time of someone's passing or birthday. So we're offering those the first Saturday of every month, 4:00 Pacific Standard Time, so that we can, you know, include our folks out in Florida. So you guys, thanks for bringing that up to me that you wanted to be joining us, but it's a little late during the week. What else do we have going on? You know, it really is for me about taking the time, stepping back, and preparing myself for next year, right? So 2020 has been a challenge, and yet I'm finding I'm learning most of my lessons during this challenge. And I'm going to take them and not make the same mistakes going into next year. And so allowing ourselves to connect on that sacred level and allowing ourselves to step back and allowing ourselves to connect with like-minded individuals is how we're going to get there. And I don't care how low you feel. If you're in a space where you're just like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, what do you say?
Bring in your spirit team, you know, tune in with us. We try to every week bring the positive messages mm-hmm. and just kind of to remind you of what a fantastic team you have. Everybody has their own spirit team. They have their guardian angels. They have their spirit team. Those are individual to you. They're not anybody else's and they're always available. So when you do have those moments of like you feeling alone or confused or just don't know what direction, turn to them. Turn to them.
And that's a big part of connecting with your sacred self is that you have lived these lives with your spirit guides. You have lived these lives with your angel team. And you have also started to, some of you, rebuild that connection on that faith-based. And it doesn't have to be religion. It can be opening up the opportunities on that spiritual level as well. I really want to, you know, encourage you guys. The thing is that this calendar is a guideline. So I also know that some of you take this, it's our personalities, and you're going to be crossing off the days, and you're going to have that accomplished feeling. But if you don't get to something in a day, just let it go and then revisit it on another day. There are simple things, and I'll give you just a couple, you know, ideas of what we're going to be doing. One of them is going to be reading a spiritual article of your choice. One of it's going to be just stepping back and listening. Right? These are things that we can do in a matter of minutes, but it's about making that commitment to have that sacred connection with yourself. It's also talking about creating that sacred space, connecting with a crystal. So like today I've been holding on to my Herkimer crystal. It's a high vibrational energy stone, keeping me centered and grounded. We really appreciate you guys tuning in. Definitely check out our Facebook page for some of our giveaways we'll be doing over there. We'll be doing giveaways the last three Mondays in September as well. And if you're looking to book a reading or want more information on readings, you can go to our website, www.shadesofspirit.com. And if you have questions, I mean, we love to connect and to be able to do questions. If you're looking to have, you know, some friends together and you want to create your own sacred circle, oh my gosh, I totally encourage that. And if you want ways on how to do that, message us. Get a few people together and start this process. These things will be posted tomorrow, so you can start right off the gate. But you can wake up tomorrow morning, even if you don't have the calendar, and you can say, I am grateful for, and start it that way. And that's going to connect you with your sacred self. Thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank Jody and LaShawn again for connecting with our sacred spaces. And we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.